My name is Mohammad Zuhair. I am the Vice President of Center for Islamic Studies, Colombo, Sri Lanka. Of course, unity is the solution for any problem humankind face, irrespective of any religion. If there is unity and unity, there will be peace. And also, to have peace, there has to be two main factors play a big role. One is the truth and justice. If the truth and justice prevail, there will be peace. In terms of what is going on today in the world, the terrorism, it is not a new thing. It has been there from the human history. Today it is the turn of the Muslim countries. There had been terrorist groups in the other parts of the world in the past. There was in Japan, there was terrorism. There were a lot of terrorism in Latin American countries. Unfortunately, when it comes to terrorism related to Muslim countries, it has been always related with the religion. Maybe these people are not religious people. We don't know. We cannot say they are religious people because they are acting totally contrary to the teachings of Islam. And Islam, according to Islam, even if you kill a single human, it is considered as you have killed a nation. So anyone aspire to be going to heaven, promised by God, by killing, is totally not Islamic. I'm sure that he will never achieve salvation or the blessing of the paradise. So it has to be very clear to people that it doesn't mean that somebody is calling himself a Muslim or Islamic name or Shabab or whatever it is. They represent Islam or the Muslims as a whole. Muslims had been throughout the years as a peaceful community all over the world we have been living. We have been living a peaceful life with other religions because Islam teaches us a lot of respect to others. And Islam, the fact that Islam recognizes pluralism is that the system of Islam, it recognizes the treatment of everybody. It says how to treat the religious minorities. It teaches us how to take care of the religious minorities. There is no discrimination for race or color or religion according to Islam. So people have taken law into their hand, the interpretation of the word of Allah into their hands. I am sure that most of these happenings, which is perpetrated in the name of religion, is done for in the name of religion, but for different motives. It has been the case with even the racist issues. We see in the other parts of the world, there are violence in the name of racism. But as a race, is not going to gain anything by violence. It is damaging their race. So therefore, there should be some other reason behind, or other power behind, who perpetrate these kind of acts to achieve their goals. Recently, I was reading an article written in Guardian. Same question was asked from him about ISIL and Islamic State or whatever it is. He said that if you want to know the real people behind it, look for where they get the support. They are the people who has an agenda. Those who support and sponsor this kind of terrorism are the ones who want to happen those things. And others are all just pawn in the games. You can always hire a fellow and go and kill. You can do that. If you have money, you create a group. There are enough Freemasonries in the world today. You just pay and they will do whatever you want in whatever way you want. He can call himself a Muslim or any other religion or whatever it is, whatever identity, and they will do the job. So therefore, you have to be very careful not getting caught to this propaganda and demonize other communities.
Education is needed.
Very important awareness has to be done. Peace education is very important. And also, people have to live, learn to live in peace. Islam always advocate that, yeah. Harmony in society. We have to be very caring of others. Islam is all about sharing and caring. It teaches us and it trains us also in that. When you take the Ramadan, it is the training of 1 month for us to share and caring for others, charity and prayer and all those things. So these are the essence of Islam. But unfortunately, these are never highlighted. When somebody killed and somebody make the terrorist act, it will be highlighted very blown up, out of proportion, and it will go on for days in the headlines. Never a good thing happens, it becomes good news. They always, the saying is saying that bad news is always good news for this media. I've been to your Blue Mosque, and I've been to that mosque in Konya. A lot of people come from other faiths. So you have a great role to play, the Turkey. You're the gateway between the link between the West and East.
Inshallah.
So we look forward to guidance or the better activities from Turkey. Thank you very much. Assalam.